for Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Madison Walker. Episode number 1098 is here. We're talking today about the future of automotive. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. The acronym has been used for some time to symbolize the ambitions of the automotive industry, but with technology on the brink of commercialization, is the industry ready for all the changes it could bring? Automotive World San Jose is hosting a two-day event, the first of its kind in the United States. It was almost impossible to address the issue of the future of mobility without focusing on the current state of technology and its possible applications. The world's leading vehicle manufacturers, who are a key focus of the industry, are now working with a wide range of partners to make CASE technology sustainable. Our research looked at several forces that affect the wider automotive ecosystem, including the development of new technologies and their potential applications, and the impact on the automotive industry as a whole. The report, The Future of Mobility, The Case for CASE and the Leading Business Argument for the Future of Mobility, is now available on Amazon. In the decades ahead, we should have a significant influence on how cars are designed and how they function. Now that a copy of the report is available on Amazon, I asked three insiders what these changes might look like and why they are important. For decades, the Japanese, North American, and European OEMs formed a triad that produced the pinnacle of it all. But the rise of the luxury segment, where automakers have raised the bar significantly, will have global influence. It has also fueled an emerging domestic automotive industry that competes with more established global players. In this sense, we want to focus on how AI shapes the automotive trade and dealerships by examining three key areas that could give dealerships a decisive competitive advantage. AI is used in many different industries and industries to train customers, especially in terms of technical information. In an augmented reality, it is much more compelling to overlay technical data to provide customers with contextual information they can interact with. For example, we often use AI in car dealerships and dealerships to inform customers about the technical aspects of a vehicle, in particular about the engine, transmission, brakes and other components. When new technologies come to market, competitors in all kinds of industries will bring different ways of thinking to their products and services. For example, leading global suppliers such as BMW, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, Ford, Toyota and Volkswagen will need interactive tools to communicate with their customers and educate them on the technical aspects of their vehicles and product lines. Traditional industries are dying out as a result of widespread digitalization, but Uber, Google, and Apple, which have been fighting for market share, have given a wake-up call, particularly in the automotive sector. New business models, brought in by fresh minds and geared to the consumer, are causing chaos for car tyrants behind closed doors. The rise of ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft may make headlines, but the new competitors that are coming to market will have to get out of the way and change lanes to stay ahead of the curve. But the traditional automotive industry, with its decades of innovation history, is being steered by the latest competitors to bring new ideas, new technologies and new ways of thinking. As consumer preferences change and transportation is redefined, manufacturers are looking for talent, not only in the automotive industry, but also in other industries. Of all the changes in the industry worldwide, perhaps no sector is undergoing faster change than the automotive industry. From self-driving cars to autonomous vehicles to electric vehicles, a number of trends are forcing automakers to redefine their business and rethink the transportation concept. With global markets seemingly headed for a slowdown, a thriving digital economy today requires new skills and working practices. According to a recent report by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, from reinventing connected vehicles as entertainment and shopping centers to developing huge fleets of self-driving cars, technology and changing consumer demand are shaping manufacturers' priorities. With the global recession looming, automakers are pushing ahead with plans to transform their businesses. The industry is bringing innovations to the market that are intended to inspire consumers, companies, and customers with new models. At the same time, automakers must think about how to use their cars in the sharing economy, in other words, in the sharing economy. Restrictions in the brick-and-mortar real estate market have made it difficult for traditional merchants to develop new business models, such as online sales, even as they have managed to overcome long-standing consumer mistrust. Republic Industries, for example, expects sales in the World Wide Web to reach $1 billion by the year 2000. Web-based services such as e-commerce and social media are being developed at a rapid pace, leading some to predict that there will be up to 1.5 billion web-based services over the next 5 years. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.